Okay, today's daf is Brachos daf Nun Gimel. We are holding on daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. We are in the second wide line, Nun Beis Amud Beis, second very wide line, Nun Beis Amud Beis. We're still going through the eight machlokas in between Beisham and Beis Hillel that we had in the Mishnah. And we're up to machlokas number six, where Beisham said that the proper bracha on Eish, on Motzai Shabbos, is Shabara Ma'or Ha'esh. And Beis Hillel said that it's Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Bibara Kuliam Lo Pligi Debara Mashma. If the bracha were Bara, everyone would agree that that implies past tense, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created fire. Ki pligi bebore. The machlokas is what the word bore means. Beishame savri bore da asa le mivra. Bore means future, that he will create. Beisil savri bore nami de baramashu. Beisil holds no. Bore also means past tense. So Beisil holds we could say bore because it relates to past tense as well. Tosa says, well, wait a second. If everyone agrees bara is past tense, vim tomar, hovlo pligi blasham bara, amayamar bore. Why would anyone say bore? Why don't we just go with the lashon that everyone agrees works? Yeshlomar de lashon kra adiv. Maybe because that's the lashon that the pasuk uses. Maybe if borei could mean past tense, we'd prefer to use that. So Masar of Yosef yotzer or uvori choshech yotzer harim uvori ruach borei hashamayim v'notayim. So don't you see borei is past tense? Beis Hillel is correct. So Elam Rav Yosef. So Hakubei Shama even argued it's beferish in the pasuk. Elam Rav Yosef bebara uborei kuliam lo pligi debara mashma. No, it must be that both bara and bore mean past tense. That's not the issue between Beisham and Beis Hillel. And therefore, obviously, we're going to go with Beis Hillel with the lashon of the pasuk. Keep ligi, the real machlokes Beisham and Beis Hillel is the ma'or u'ma'orei, whether it should be bore ma'or ha'esh or bore ma'orei ha'esh. To Beisham esavri chada nehura iko benura. Beisham holds that there's one basic light in a fire, and therefore it's ma'or ha'esh. To Beis Hillel esavri tuva nehura iko benura, that there are many different kinds of light in the fire. There are all different colors of light, and therefore it's ma'orei ha'esh. Tani nami achi amar lan Beis Hillel beshamai har b'moros yesh ba'or. And that's the raya, that this is the nekudas ha'machlokas, that Beis Hillel said to the beshamai, don't you realize har b'moros, that there are different types of ma'oros in a fire? As Rashi points out, shal heves aduma levana v'yirak rekes, all different colors in the fire, and therefore that's considered ma'orei, it's not considered ma'or. Now we move on to the next machlokas in the Mishnah, ein mevarchin. Not really the next machlokas, we mentioned as an aside, after we discussed Bar Mori Eish, the Mishnah said that you don't make a bracha on a ner or besamim shal akum, nor on a ner or besamim shal mesim or shal aval dezara, and we're going to discuss that, the bracha of Bar Mori Eish, and when which types of fires, which types of besamim one can and cannot make a bracha. So bishlam in ner mishum tolo shavas. I understand very well, you don't want to make a bracha on a ner shal akum, because a ner shal akum was not shavas. What does it mean it was not shavas? Says Rashi, mi melecha savera. Shavid chav also melecha laoro. It didn't rest from a melecha savera over Shabbos, because a guy would do melecha with its fire. V'tanyil kaman or shalosh shavas in vrochna lav hal v'nevdo ba'avera. An or that didn't experience Shabbos, an or that averos were done with it over Shabbos, is considered a ner shalosh shavas, and therefore you're not allowed to make a bracha on such a ner on Motzai Shabbos. That's how Rashi understands. The difficulty is over here. Why is a ner shel akum considered a ner shenev de ba'avera? A guy has no mitzvah of Shabbos. There's no iser for a guy to do malacha on Shabbos. So it seems strange that we're going to say later on in the Gemara that if it's a ner shel chole, a ner that we have to light for a sick person for pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, that's considered a ner shel shavas. That's fine. If it's done for a Jew, that's considered a ner shel shavas because it was mutter for the Jew to have a light lit for him when b'makom pikuach nefesh. But dafka when it comes to a ner shel akum, where there's also no iser involved whatsoever, that's not going to be considered a ner shel shavas. So Salvechik explains that there are two mechayvim of Bircha Sener and Motzai Shabbos, two bases for the chiyuv of Ner and Motzai Shabbos. Number one is that it's Brias HaEish, that Eish was created first on Motzai Shabbos, and therefore it's a Birchas Re'ia that we see Eish, and it's an appropriate time where we remember the creation of Eish. So we make a bracha on the Eish. The second mechayev is the heter that's chal on lighting an Eish on Motzai Shabbos. We weren't allowed to light an Eish during Shabbos. Now we're allowed to light an Eish. So it's a kiyum in the bracha of Havdalah, that it's part of Havdalah. We're showing that it's no longer Shabbos. Now it's a weekday. Now we're allowed to light an Eish. So he said, midin birchas Havdalah, you have to be mevarich on a ner that had a mitzvah of shvisa mimalacha on Shabbos. And now it became mutter to light on Shabbos. That's the din of Ner Shel Shavas. And therefore, we don't light our Ner Shel Akum because there was no kiyum of Shvisa because he wasn't mitzuva on Shvisa of Shabbos. There is no mitzvah whatsoever. As opposed to by a chola, where you lit a fire, he was mekayim the mitzvah of Shvisa. Part of the mitzvah of Shvisa is that b'makom pikuach nefesh, you light a fire. But that Jew did observe the mitzvah of Shvisa. So therefore, it is a fulfillment of Ner Shel Shavas. But for the guy, it's not a fulfillment of Ner Shel Shavas because there's no mitzvah Shvisa. So mele, it's not mekayim any mitzvah, it doesn't fulfill that second function of the Ner to distinguish between Shabbos and a weekday. So let's see the Gemara Vayitz. So Gemara says, I understand very well Ner, why you're not going to light it, why you're not going to make a bracha on Ner Shel Akum, because it's Lo Shavas, it's not a Ner Shel Shavas. I'll be summoned my time alone. But why can't you use Besamim of a guy? Amar Vidam Rav, Hachab Mesivas of the Chav Maskinan. We're dealing with something that was used at a meal, at a Suuda of the Chavim. Nesha Stam Mesivas of the Chav, Laval Dazarahi. So we assume that it was made for Aval Dazara. Hamid Ktani Seifa, in Varchan Lol, and Ever Lol Besam Shal Aval Dazara, Machal the Rachel Av. But says Gemara, wait a second. No, that comes up in the next line in the Mishnah that you're not supposed to use b'samim of avodah zara. It makes it sound like when we say b'samim shel gai that it's not talking about avodah zara. Amr b'chanina misura matam kamar matam in varchan lal and ervel b'sam shalakum mipnei shastam misivus of v'chavim avodah zara. The next line is an explanatory line. We said you're not allowed to use a narrow b'samim of akum. Why? Because the next line explains because it's stam level dezara. The rule is when you had an R that went through Shabbos, that was Shavas on Shabbos, you can make a bracha. If it was not Shavas, you cannot make a bracha. So my Lo Shavas, inei Lo Shavas machmas malacha, afil mi malacha de teira. If you want to say it was not Shavas from malacha, even a malacha of heter, vatanya or shel chai v'shel chola mevarchan lav. We know that even though a malacha was done with it, but if it was permitted to do the malacha with that fire, like you lit it for a cholish yish basakani, you lit it for a woman who's in labor, something like that, so then you do make a bracha on such an air. Amr of Nachum Yitzchak, my shavas, shavas mi melechas, machmas melechas aveira. No, it means a ner that was shavas from melechas aveira. Tani nami hachi, ashash shayso delekas, velechas kol yam kulo, lemotsoi shavas mvarchun ala. If you had a lantern that was lit the entire Shabbos, on motsoi Shabbos, you're allowed to make a bracha. As Rashi says, lefi shalo nevda ba aveira, shalo hudlika ba Shabbos, because no aveira was done with it, because after all, it was not lit on Shabbos, and therefore it's not a problem of Avera at all. Now, just on this last line, Ashashas Shaisa Delekes, a lantern that was lit all Shabbos, are you allowed to make a bracha? The girsa of the riff over here is Mevi'in Mimena Or LaHavdala. You could bring from that lantern, you could bring an Or for Havdala. The implication is that you can't use the lantern itself because a lantern is an Or inside of a glass, and you're not allowed to use an Or that's inside of a glass, but you could take the Or out of the glass and use that R for Avdala. And that is the sheet of the Orchos Chaim quoted in the Beis Yosef in Sim Reish Sadiches, that someone who's Mavarich al Ashashis Tzarech Lahotzi Ha'or Misham Ad Sheyira Shalheves to see the fire directly. However, Rashi's Girsa and all the other Rishonim over here sound like you make the brach on the Ner while it's in the Ashashis. L'may Nafkamina, why does this matter so much to us? Can you make a brach Bari Mariyesh on a light bulb? The light bulb has glass all around it. So is that considered Ner Ba Ashashis, where the riff would say it's no good, and all the other Rishonim would say it is good, and it's well known. Reb Chaim Ozer used to make a bracha Bari Maria Eish on an electric light bulb Motzei Shabbos because there was a debate raging about electric light at that time, what the status was, whether it had a din of Eish Mamish. So he wanted to demonstrate that it does have a din of Eish Mamish. He would make a bracha of Bari Maria Eish on Motzei Shabbos Dafka on a light bulb. What does he do with the riff? So it could be that the Achronim point out, Rav Eliashiv and others point out that it could be the whole din of Ner Ba Ashashis, the whole dion, the whole discussion is only when it's not a clear glass. But when it's a clear glass, and when that's the derech to be able to be nena from that light, so then there would be no debate. Even the riff would be moda that would be fine. So it's said by Rav Eliashiv in Rav Eliashiv's shiurim. They say they asked Rav Eliashiv, it's in Lemaisa, can you make Bari Moresh? Can you be samech on Rav Chaim Ozer? He said absolutely, you could be samech on him. Why wouldn't you be? It's absolutely considered an or mamish, but that's only A b'di'eved, because, meaning if you don't have a regular fire, because there's another din that you need an avuka, that you need a torch which has multiple wicks, and the electric light bulb may not be considered to have multiple wicks. But that's only a mitzvah min amuvchar. Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Sadi Chesiv Beis, mitzvah min amuvchar levarich al avuka. So it's a question whether a light bulb is considered an avuka or not. So maybe best not to rely on it as a lechadchil, because it may not be considered an avuka. What about a fluorescent light bulb, which is gas and it's not made of any, there's no wick that turns hot or anything like that. So Rav Liashiv held, it's not Eish, so in Levarich Alav. You can't make a bracha in it because you need something that's similar to Eish. That's the Gemara in Pesachim, in Dalet Amin Aleph, how Eish was created on Motzai Shabbos, and therefore we need something similar to Eish when we do the bracha Bar Mar Eish. But Rav Liashiv held that for the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, you could definitely use a fluorescent bulb. For the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, it's not about Eish. That's about Shalom Bayis. That's about having light. And that gives you just as much light as anything else. So he held even lechachila, that would be permissible. We have halacha lemaisa coming up. We just discussed ner sheshavas. The Gemara in Pesachim Nun Dalet Amin Aleph says that we're mevarchen al ner bein b'motzai Shabbos, bein b'motzai Yom HaKippurim. And the Gemara over there says, motzai Shabbos, the reason we make a bracha is a zecher to the or that was created on motzai Shabbos. Adam Arishon got the wisdom to be able to figure out how to take two stones and rub them together and make a fire. So we're commemorating that. A motzai Yom HaKippurim, it's a different reason. There was no or created on Motzai Yom HaKippurim. Rather, it's because on Yom Kippur, we're not allowed to use fire. And in order to be mavdil between Yom Kippur and every other yantif, where you are allowed to use fire in a normal way, where it's mutal l'shtamish bar, we dafka make a bracha on or Motzai Yom HaKippurim to demonstrate that Yom Kippur was a day that it was usher to use fire. And therefore, says the Gemara in Pesachim, on Motzai Shabbos, we mevarich on an or that you create on Motzai Shabbos, because it's a zecher to the creation of fire, as opposed to Motzai Yom HaKippurim, you dafka use an or, you dafka use an er that you did not make on Motzai Yom HaKippurim, that was already lit before Yom Kippur, to show that I couldn't use this fire the entire Yom Kippur. Now I'm allowed to use this fire. So that's the difference between the halacha Motzai Yom Kippur and Motzai Shabbos. Now in our bracelet says that even a fire that was lit all Shabbos, you're allowed to use on Motzai Shabbos, because Motzai Shabbos also has that element to it. It also has the element of that you weren't allowed to use it all Shabbos, so it also has that additional element, so it's still some sort of a kiyum demonstrating how we're not allowed to use fire, just like we have in Yom Kippur. So by Shabbos, you have the additional element that it's a zecher to the Brias Ha'ar. Okay, we're at the Brisa of 5 lines in, on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, Tanur Rabbanan. Nachri Shidduk Mi'Yisrael, V'Yisrael Shidduk Mi'Nachri, a guy who lights a fire from a Jew, or a Jew from a guy, Mevarchon Lav, you can make a bracha on such a fire. Nachri Mi'Nachri, and Mevarchon Lav, but a guy lights from another guy, you can't make a bracha. Maisha, Nachri Mi'Nachri, Devlo Mishum Devlo Shavas, Yihach Yisrael Mi'Nachri, Nami Halo Shavas. Why is it that when a guy lights a fire from another guy, it's considered Lo Shavas, that's why you can't make a bracha? Well, when a Jew lights from a guy also, it's also Lo Shavas, because the original fire was Lo Shavas, so therefore this is just an extension of a fire that was Lo Shavas. Why should it be okay to light your Avdala candle from a light that was lit by a guy? And if you're going to say that no, what the guy's fire is gone, that's no longer there, this is a new fire that you lit, that when you light a fire from a pre-existing fire, your fire is considered a brand new entity. Ella Hadatanya, but that can't be true, because we have a brisa. Hamotzi Shalavis L'Rishus Ram Chayiv. If a person carries a flame, just the flame, we're not talking about a candle. Somebody manages, Rashi explains, the Gemara says that he rubs oil on a little shard of pottery and he manages to light it up. So he's not actually holding a candle, because then you'd be chayiv for carrying a candle on Shabbos. But if a person carries a flame outside on Shabbos, so he's going to be chayiv. I might chayiv mashakar lo niach mashin niach lo akar. But if you hold that every moment that the flame is sparking, it's considered to be a new fire, every second it's a brand new fire, well then by the time you carried the flame from the Rishus Yach to the Rishus Rabim, that which you picked up in the Rishus Yach, you're not putting down in Rishus Rabim. It's a brand new flame every second. El Yolam Di Surinami Isay. V'chi kamivarech atosefta deheteira kamivarech. Now what you have to say is that we assume that the original flame is still there, but that it's being mosif aholich, and that there's a new flame also that's being mixed in. So when you make a bracha, you make making a bracha on the Tosefes, on that newness of the flame. So then even if a guy lived from another guy, it should also be okay. It's all gzera because of the first nachri. So that's why we don't make a bracha when it's nachri minachri. But if you allow a nachri shehidluk minachri after it got dark, we're afraid that you're going to come to be mevarich even when a nachri was madluk mi bodiyom, and you use that exact flame where they didn't add anything after it got dark, because you right away make a bracha on it as soon as it gets dark. So we're afraid that you're going to come to do that, and that's certainly you're not allowed to do. So it's a gzera. That's why we don't make a bracha on a ner that a nachri lit from another nachri. Third wide line. Tanra Rabbanai Mahal Chutz LeKrach. Person was walking outside of the city. V'ra'a Or, and he sees fire. He sees a light. Im Rov Nachrim Einu Mevarech. So if it's Rov Nachrim in that place, he can't make a bracha because you have to assume that it comes from a guy. Im Rov Yisrael Mevarech. If it's Rov Jews, he can make a bracha. Haguva Kasha. So that's a stira minei bei, because Amrit Im Rov Nachrim Einu Mevarech Hamechzal Mechzal Mevarech. The implication when you say that if it's Rov Gayim that you cannot make a bracha is that if the place is exactly 50-50, you can make a bracha. V'hadatani Im Rov Yisrael Mevarech Hamechzal Mechzal Einu Mevarech. But then we say that if it's Rov Yisrael, you can make a bracha, which implies that if it's exactly 50-50, you cannot make a bracha. So which is it? When it's 50-50, can you or can you not make a bracha? So b'dinu dafi l'mechzal mechza nami mevarech. Really, even if it's mechzal mechza, you can make a bracha. Va'aydi d'tana resho, rov nachrim tana sefer, rov Yisrael. The reason why it says rov Yisrael, you can make a bracha, even though you can even make a bracha when it's 50-50, is to keep it parallel with the resha, where he spoke of a case of Rav Nachrim. Why taka can you when it's 50-50? What happened to Savik Brachas Lahakel? So the Pri Chadash explains, because Mechza Nachrim, there's a miyut that we're not lit on Shabbos, that even the guy lit on Motzai Shabbos, so from a Ner Shah Yisrael. So that's a Svek Sveka Lahatir to be Mvarech Al Ner, that maybe it's from the 50% of Yisrael, and even from 50% that it's from a Nachri, so maybe he lit it from, he lit on Motzai Shabbos from a Ner Shah Yisrael, so that's the same din as a Rav Yisrael. The big question though is, if Savik Brachas Lahakel applies even when it's Svek Sveka, Savik Brachas Lahakel, we always see Savik Brachas Lahakel even if it's more than one Safik. So why over here do we make a bracha b'makom makom Safik? So it's a difficult kasha, not sure. Tan Rabbanan, Hayimahali Chutz L'Krach, a person was walking outside of the city, V'rad Tinok V'avuka B'yado, and he sees a child carrying a torch. Bodek Achrav, you check, to look into it. Im Yisrael hu mevarech, if he's a Jewish child, make a bracha. Im Nachri Yuein mevarech, if he's a non-Jew, don't make a bracha. Ma'ir Yitinok Afil Gadol Nami, why is it dafka about a child, even if it was an adult walking with a torch? If it's a Jew, make a bracha. If it's not a Jew, don't make a bracha. So Amar Yudam Rav, hacha b'samach l'shkiya sacham askinan. We're dealing with a case where it's very close to sunset. Gadol Muchamilsa Devade Nachrihu. If it's a Gadol already walking around with a torch, he's got to be a Nachri. You don't have to check into it. You could assume he's a Nachri, because a Jew never would have lit a fire so soon after sunset. Tinok Emer Yisrael Hu Ikri V'Nakit. But if it's a child, so it could be that he's a Jew and he just happened to find a fire to walk around with. But an adult Jew would not have lit a fire so soon. Tanra Barnei Mahalich B'Chutz L'Krach V'Ra Or. He sees a fire. He's walking again outside the city, you see a fire. Im ova kifi a kivshan mevarech alav. If it's thick like the mouth of a kivshan that they would make bricks in, a furnace that they would make bricks, so then you could make a bracha on it. Vim lav, if not, einu mevarech alav. You don't make a bracha. Why not? It's not a fire. It's not an avuka. So Rashi says lav la orinasis el levashel vein brachan al shnas leheir. You have to assume that such a fire was not made for its light. We only make a bracha barimorei eish when we have the right to assume that the fire was there for the light. If the fire was there for any other reason, we don't make a bracha. So Tani Chada, Arshel Kivshon Mevarech Nalav, V'Tani Yidach Ein Mevarech Nalav. We're going to ask a series of stiras between brisas. So first stira is, one brisa says, in Arshel Kivshon, you do make a bracha, the other one says you don't. So Lo Kasha, Habitchila, Halabasof. It's not a kasha. When it's your first lighting up the oven for burning the stones, then it's not for light, then it's to create bricks, to make bricks. But besof, after you already burnt whatever stones and bricks you needed to burn in the fire, so then there's a large fire that they keep going to be able to use for the light. So once it's able to be used for the light, then you make a bracha bar mara'esh. Tanicha da One brisa says you make a bracha on the fire of an oven or a stove. The other one says we don't. Again, the same answer. What about the candles in the Beis HaKnesses, Beis Medrash? Can you make a bracha on it or not? A stira in brisas. Lo kasha. Hadi ik adam chashuv, hadalecha adam chashuv. It depends if there's an adam chashuv there. How so? What does it depend on? So Rashi writes, when there's an adam chashuv, l'kvodo hidlikua v'losha tzarech la'ar. If there's an adam chashuv, they just lit extra light for his kavod, not because they needed the fire, therefore you cannot make a bracha on it. When there's no adam chashuv, the only reason they'd be lighting the fire is because they need the light, and then you can make a bracha on it. Interestingly, Tosas has the opposite. Tosas hadik adam chashuv quotes Rashi and then says, V'rach pirish ibcha v'adam chashuv la'ora u'bedalak adam chashuv asil kavod beis haknesses. When there's an adam chashuv, they want more light for in honor of the adam chashuv, so they're lighting it for the light. But when it's not an adam chashuv, they're just lighting it so that they can have candles in the beis haknesses as a din of kavod beis haknesses, but not for the sake of the light. V'iba yisei mahava hadi'ik adam chashuv. Or you could say that both are a case where there's an adam chashuv. V'lo kasha hadi'ik chaz. It depends if there's like a shamish who lives in the shul. When there's a shamish who lives there is going to be eating using that light, then it's made for him. When there's not, then it's just for the cover of the adam chashuv. Or it could be that we're both talking where there is a chazan. Question is there sufficient moonlight that you didn't need this light for the light, or is there not sufficient moonlight where you need this fire for the light itself, and that would determine whether you make a bracha on it. Tanu Rabbanan, Hayoshim Beis Medrash V'Yiviu Ar Lifneim. If you're sitting, they were sitting in the Beis Medrash and they brought an R in front of them. Beisham Yom Kalechad Vechem Varech La'atzma. Everyone makes their own bracha. Beisil Omrim Echem Varech L'Kulon. One person makes a Barim Areish for everybody. Everybody answers Amen, and they're all Yotzei together. Mishum Shenemar Berova Amhadras Melech. Because the pasuk says Berova Amhadras Melech. The greatest way to give glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by a lot of people getting together to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Aruch HaShulchan, some Reisha and Gimel, Sivvav, writes that when it comes to making Kiddush, so you often, if you're a guest at somebody's house, they ask, do you want to make your own Kiddush? Aruch HaShulchan says the appropriate answer is no. Berovam Hadras Melech. They try to be Yotzei with the Balabais. There are other Achronim that disagree. They say, no, Adrabba, mitzvah bo yosmi b'shlucho, better to make your own, even though it's not a din of shlichus, Shemei Kohen, it's a little bit of a different din, but maybe better to do it yourself. Aruch HaShulchan says, based on this Gemara, Berovam Hadras Melech, better to have one person doing for everybody. So Bishlam, Beisil Mefarshi Taima, so Beisil gives a good reason for their svara why one person should make a bracha, because of Bravam. El Beishame my time. What's Beishame's motivation is saying that everyone should make their own bracha? Why splinter everybody up and have them make their own bracha? So Kesavri Mnei Bittul Beis HaMedrash. Beishame has a different reason. They're worried about Bittul Beis HaMedrash, that if one person makes a bracha for everybody, then everybody's got to stop, be quiet, listen, focus on the bracha, and this is in the Beis Medrash, everybody's learning. So it'll be much easier if everyone, when they get around to it, on their own terms, will make a bracha. It won't cause nearly as much Bittul Torah. But this way, if you try to have everyone be able to with one bracha, it's going to cause too much Bittul Torah. Tanya Nami Hach, we have a brisa like this. Shal Beis Ram Gamliel Lahoyu Omrim Mirape Bebeis HaMedrash, Me Bittul Beis HaMedrash. They wouldn't say Gesundheit in a Beis Medrash. When a person would sneeze, where you say Mirape, where you say Gesundheit, where you say bless you, whatever language you want to say it in, they wouldn't say it in Beis Medrash, because that caused Bittul Torah. How much Bittul Torah? Gesundheit. That much. That one word, that was enough to be misakin that they're not going to say it in a Beis Medrash. Rashi points out, Merapi la'adama misatesh, shirugilum lomer isvata, that to a person who sneezes, where you would say you should be healed. So the Gilyan Hashas on the side, he points to the source. Where does this come from that you say Gesundheit to somebody? So he writes, V'hu b'prikit Rav Lazar perek nun beiz, miyom shenivru shemayim va'aretz lohaya adam chola, elim haya b'derech o b'shuk v'ya'otesh v'nishmas Yotzei Minichirav, that from the creation of the world until the days of Yaakov Avinu, no one ever got sick before they died. They died just by, they were walking down the road, everything was going just fine, they they'd sneeze and the neshama would go out through their nose and that's it, they'd be gone. Ad sheba Yaakov Avinu bikesh rachamim va'amar ribon kol olamim al tikach nafshi mimeni ad she'atzave espanai b'nosai v'netalo. So Yaakov Avinu davened that he should have some sort of warning before he dies, that he should be able to speak to his children, that he should be able to speak to his sons and his daughters. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the tefillah l'ficha chayiv adam lomar b'atishaso chayim she'nepach ha'mavis hazeh la'or shemar atishosav that's why we say gesundheit, we say chayim, we say something positive that the person is living now, because it used to be when a person would sneeze that's when they would die. That's the source. We've all heard that when we were children. It's a gilyon hashas from the Pirkei Reb Elazar right here. We can very quotes from the Pirkei Reb Elazar, brachos taf nun gimel. Ein mvarch lo l'ner v'lo b'sam shel mesim. The Mishnah said we also don't make a bracha on ner b'sam of mesim. My time, ner l'kavod u'davide b'sam l'avuri reichu davidi. Ner is just made for the kavod of the mace, and the b'sam is just to remove a foul odor. It's not made for the positive odor. You only make a bracha on besamim when it's for the positive odor, not to remove a foul odor. Am Rav Yudam Rav, kol shemotzin lefanav b'yomo b'layla, ein mevarchen lav. Anytime that the mace is chashuv enough that you would have a ner, whether it were day or night, you wouldn't make a bracha on such a ner, because it's obviously not there for the light, if you would have it even during the day. V'kol she'ein motzin lefanav elo b'layla, mevarchen lav. But if it's a kind of mace that you would only have a ner there at night, so then it's obviously for the light, you can't make a bracha. Am Rav Huna b'sam shel beis akisiv shem nasi laver sazuma, ein mevarchen lav. The besamim, that they would put in a bathroom to mask the foul odor of a bathroom, or the shemen that they would use to mask a person's body odor, you don't make a bracha on, because again, it's not for the positive smell, it's to remove a negative smell. Wait, is that really a rule? That any time it's not made for its own smell, you can't make a bracha on it? If you go into a store of a perfumer and you smell the nice smells of the perfumes, so you stay there all day, you only make one bracha. But nichnas v'yatzin varchal kol pam v'pam. If you keep going in and out, you make a bracha each time. It's not made for the reyach, meaning you're just going into the store. It's not there for you to enjoy the reyach, and yet you're still making a bracha. So says Gemara in the reyach nami u'davide. What do you mean it's not made for you to enjoy the reyach? It absolutely is made for you to enjoy the reyach. Why do you think the guy who owns the perfume store wants people to smell the perfumes? So that they'll be enticed by the smell and they'll want to buy the perfumes. So absolutely it's made to enjoy the reyach. So you can't, that's why you would still make a bracha on that reyach. Tan Rabbanan. Person was walking outside the city and he smells something good. If it's mostly goyim, he doesn't make a bracha. Rav Yisrael mevarich. If it's Rav Yisrael, he does make a bracha. Rabbi Yossi Amar filu Rav Yisrael nami and mevarich neshah benos Yisrael mekatros l'kshafim. That even if it's Rav Yisrael, you don't make a bracha because a lot of times they'll burn incense for kishuf. Atu kulu l'kshafim mekatron. Really, most Jewish girls are burning incense for kishuf. No, there's a minority that are doing some sort of kishuf, and then there's another minority that are doing it to make their clothing smell nicer. So most of it is not for the reyach of the besamim themselves. And since the majority of the smells that you're smelling are not made for the smell itself, but they're made for some other purpose, so you don't make a bracha bar mi besamim on that. Amrav Chiya bar Abba, Amrav Yochanan, Mahalich Parvi Shabbosos b'Tveria, Umotzai Shabbos b'Tzipori, V'riach Reach. Someone's walking on Erev Shabbos in Tveria, Motzai Shabbos in Tzipori, and he smells something. You don't make a bracha because you could assume that those smells are particular, are just to make the clothing smell a little bit nicer. Tan Rabbanan, Mahalich b'Shuk Shalakum, Nesratz al Reach Harizeh Chotei. If a person is walking in a Shuk Shalakum and he decides to he enjoys the smell, he makes a decision to enjoy the smell, so he's considered to be a chote for enjoying that smell. What's the big nisratz al reich? What does it mean that he is willing to smell it? So you have to say that this is there's a sugim pesachim and chafeim beis that discusses what if you're walking somewhere on Pesach and you smell chametz. So the Gemara discusses you have to avoid such a path where you're Rabbi Hecht, my 11th grade Rebbe, used to say that on his way to yeshiva, they passed the Stoledora factory. So the question is, on the way to yeshiva, if he was going to yeshiva on Pesach, does he have to avoid the Stoledora factory? So there's a shayla, ika darka achrina or leka darka achrina. If there's another way to go, there's not another way to go. We referred to a similar gemara in Bava Basra Daf Nun Ches yesterday about the nashim omdos al kvisa, that you always have to cheshbon. Is there another way out? Is there another, or is there not another way out? So Rabbi Yashar points out that you have to say over here that we're talking about the leka darka achrina, where it's a case of low efshar. So the Gemara says, Hana'a bal adam bal karcho, Hana'a that comes, that you didn't invite the Hana'a, it just happens. Meaning, lo efshar, such Hana'a is mutter. So if you're also, it's mutter to be nana from the reich. It's only because nisratza la reich, that it wasn't bal karcho, that you expressed some ratzon to enjoy the smell, so that's lo efshar v'kamechavein. So the Gemara says over there, that even if it's lo efshar, but kamechavein, you're dafka being mechavein to enjoy the smell, then it's going to be aser. So that's the same over here. That's what it's suggesting, that it could be we're dealing with a case where it's low efshar, but nisratza means that it's kamechavein, and that's what makes the person into a chote. Okay, tapin and gimel on the base. Vein v'varchan al ner ad sheyeh osu. We don't make a bracha on ner unless you enjoy the benefit of the ner. Am Rav Yidam Rav, kol yeh osu yosu mamish, al kol she ilu, lo yeh osu yosu mamish, al kol she ilu omid b'karv, v'mishlamish la'ora, v'afilu b'richu makom. You don't actually have to enjoy the benefit of the fire, you just need to be in close enough proximity that you could theoretically enjoy the benefit of that fire. V'cheinam Ravashi, right? In Nafkamin, you have to shut the light for when you make the bracha. Bar Mareish. V'cheinam Ravashi, b'rich l'kmakom shaninu. And Ravashi else says, even if you're a little bit far away from it, meisvei haisalo ner tumuna b'chiko o b'panaso rosh shal heves lo nishtamish la'ora o nishtamish la'ora v'lo rosh shal heves enum varachat shir shal heves v'yishtamish la'ora. If you either see the fire but don't get to use the fire, or use the fire but don't see the flame itself, so you can't make a bracha. You need both. You need to see it and use it. So bishlam mishlamish lo revelo rosh shel heves. I understand how you could use the light without actually seeing the fire. Mishkach so dekayim bekeren zavis. Someone has the fire right around the corner, and there's a building like right around the corner. He has the fire right there, and you're over here, so you could see the light coming out from around the corner. So you see the light even though you don't see the fire at all. El rosh shel heves lo nishlamish lo reichim mishkach so. But how do you ever see the fire and not enjoy the light? So it must be lav demerchuka. So isn't that where it's at a distance from you? Look, kagon da'am yiva azla. Now maybe it's the flame is jumping. It's waning and waxing, so you're not able to enjoy the fire. Tzadon rabbanon, kecholim lo chashos mevarchon aleim. If you have coals that are red hot, so you could make a bracha on them. Omamos ein mevarchon aleim. But if they're omamos, if they're dying coals, so you're not supposed to make a bracha. Hechi dami lo chashos. What does lo chashos mean? If there's enough fire there that if you were to stick a piece of wood there onto those coals, it would be lit up from those coals. Ibailu, omamos ho omamos. Is it with an aleph or with an ayin? This lashon of omamos. Tashma adam rav chisra rav dimi arazim lo amamuhu began elukim. With an ayin. V'rava amar ye osu mamish. Rava says ye osu mamish. That you have to actually enjoy the fire. V'kama. Amru l'kadei shiyakar bein isra l'pundion. How much benefit do you have to be able to get out of the fire? To be able to tell the difference between two coins, between a coin called an iser and a coin called a pundion. That's the way to know if you got enough hana. Chizki amar k'dei shiyakar bein meluzma shel tveria lemeluzma shel tzipuri. To be able to tell the difference between a certain type of meluzma, some type of coin that they had in Tveria, right, a weight that they used in Tveria, and a certain type of weight that they used in Tzipori. Rav Yehuda mevarich adbei ada daila, Rav mevarich adbei guria barchama, Abai mevarich adbei baravua. So they all made brachos on these different lights that they had in other people's houses. Amar Rav Yehuda Rav, ein mechazon al or kederach shemechazon al mitzvos. You don't have to chase after a fire on Motzai Shabbos the way you would after other mitzvos. That you don't have to, because it's not a mitzvah per se to have a fire. So you don't have to go looking for a fire on Motzai Shabbos. Amar Rav Zeira Mireshav Ma'adrina Kivin Deshamana Lahad Rav Yudam Rav Ananami Lo Ma'adarna Eli Mikli Mimelim Avarichna. He says, you know, I used to go looking for a fire on Motzai Shabbos and go out of my way to try to find one, but then once I heard this statement of Yudam Rav that you don't have to do that, so I stopped making myself crazy. I didn't go around looking for the fire. What do we use to be? It says you have to be able to tell the difference between this kind of coin, that kind of coin, this kind of weight, that kind of weight. So we use our fingernails to be able able to see the difference between the fingertips and the fingernails. So Beis Yosef gives several reasons for why we use the fingernails. The most poshut reason is because it's always there. It's always available to us. We usually don't have coins in our pocket, hopefully, on Masai Shabbos, so right when we're making Avdallah. So if we don't, you know, that's not always easily available to us, the fingernails are more available to us. Kabbalistically, there are other reasons that are given, that the fingernails are constantly, there's something that grows even after you cut them, so it's a unique part of the person's body, and we don't, our hair isn't long enough to be able to do that, to use it, which is also something that grows, so we use the fingernails because it's a symbol of growth. They say that Kabbalistically, Adam Rishon was originally covered entirely by fingernails, and then some, I think Lachar Achet maybe, it was cut back to only have nails on the fingers and not over the entire body, so some Zechut Adam Rishon, whatever it is, but that's why we use fingernails, we don't use the coins, but we assume it's the same level of or that's needed in order to be nana. Misha achas. So then we move on in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that in the seventh machlokas, someone didn't make a bracha. Beishami says you got to go back to bench. Beisil says you can bench wherever you are. You don't have to go back to bench. Amar of Zid Vitem Rav Dimi Bar Abba machlokas b'shachach. That's only if you forgot to bench. If you purposely didn't bench, then for sure you have to go back to bench. Pshita v'shachach tanan. Of course, it's only if you forgot. That's why the Mishnah said v'shachach. If you forgot. I would have thought that even b'mezid, you don't have to go back to bench. And the reason it says v'shachach is that b'shami says, even if it wasn't your fault, you just forgot, you still have to go back to bench. Kamash Milan, therefore we have to be told that no, it's dafka in the case of shachach. Tanya, Amalim Beisil Beishamai, Beisil said to the Beishamai, I'll prove that I'm right. L'divreichem, Mishachol Barosh Abir, V'shach V'yarev, V'lo Birich, Yachsel Barosh Abir V'yivarech. Someone ate at the top of the Empire State Building and walked down all the stairs. There were no elevators in those times. And then he has to go all the way back up all those stairs to bench? That's crazy. How much are you going to demand of the person? Amalim Beisham Beisil, Beishamai said back to Beisil, L'divreichem, according to you, Mishachach Arneki Barosh Abir, Lo Yal V'yitlana, if he forgot his wallet on the top of the building, you don't think he's going to go back and get it? So no, this is at least as valuable as the wallet. Let him go back and get it. For his own covet, he'll go back up. For kavod shemayim, he can go back up as well. So Beishamai was not swayed by Beisil's argument. There were two talmidim. One did bishogeg like Beishamai, meaning in a situation where he was shogeg and he forgot to bench, he still went back to go bench in the original place, and he found a golden, thing full of gold, a bag full of gold. That was his schar. Kadosh Baruch Hu put it in that place, a bag full of gold. Question is, wait a second, didn't we learn earlier in this Masechta that you're not supposed to be machmir like the Shita of the Beis Shammai? Right, that's a person, the Gemara said Rabbi Tarfon was machmir that b'shachach of kumecha, that when he said kriyash mishalavis, he would dafka lie down to be yotzei the Shita of Beis Shammai, and he was masakin himself, and the Chum said to him that you're putting dama barosho, you're putting your life in danger, chayiv misa for following Beis Shammai. So here, why is this guy rewarded for following the Shita of Beis Shammai? So the Ramah in the Tshuva, in Siman Sadi Aleph, writes that the difference is dafka bedover she'in bo kula klal, al makom she'ish k'tsas kula bedover k'gol nishka v'likros kriya shema. When there's no kula whatsoever, you're just being machmir, then there's nothing wrong with being machmir for Beis Shammai. But by lying down for kriya shema is a little bit of a kula, because kavod would dictate that you would stand up for kriya shema, that you would sit up for kriya shema. And the fact that being machmir for Beis Shammai also involves a little bit of a kula, which many chumras do, by the way. A lot of times when you try to be mekabel chumra, you're also being mekel something else. So you're giving a little, you're taking a lot, but you're giving a little, so then it's not appropriate to be machmir like Beis Shammai. So asks the Tos Rabbi Kiva Eger, that according to this, Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, a person who's machmir like Beis Shammai to dafka stand for Kriyash Mashal Shachris, that's mutter to do. It's only usher to dafka lie down for Kriyash Mashal Arvis. We never heard of that. That's pretty bechidish in the sugya. So Rabbi Vega says that it has to be that there's a different pshat in terms of answering this stira. Okay, v'chadav, the second Talmud back in the morning, b'mezid k'beis hillel v'achle aryeh. Did b'mezid like Beis Hillel, where he didn't go back and a lion ate him. So what? For following Beis Hillel, a lion ate him? That's, he's going to get punished like that. So you have to say that he didn't, there was some sort of zechus that he needed to protect him. He was chayiv to be eaten by a lion for something else, and he now didn't have the zchus that he would have needed to protect him. Rabbi Rav Chanan v'kazal b'shayata. Rabbi Rav Chanan was going in a caravan, so it was a whole bunch of people all traveling together. Achlav v'shtadiv lo baruch. He ate and he forgot to bench. So now the caravan is moving forward, so he says, uh-oh, what am I going to do now? So if I tell them I forgot to bench and that's why I need to go back, everyone else in the caravan is going to say, what, God's not here? He's not going to hear you if you bench here? Bench here, he'll hear you over here also. So I'll tell them that I forgot a golden dove where I was, because everyone's going to be sensitive to that. So he told them, guys, can you wait for me? I got to go back and get my golden dove. So he went back and he found a golden dove over there. Umayshna Yona, of all the things to make up, why did he dafka say Yona? The Matili Knesshal the Yona, because Knesshal is compared to a Yona. The Tziv, Kanfe Yona Nechva Bekesef, Vavarusi Biraka Charots. My Yona in an Itzal Sal Bekrafel, Avishal in Itzal El Mitzvahs. The Gemara and Shabbos is slightly different Lashon, that my Yona Knefeha Meginos Aleha, that the wings protect the Yona, so too the Mitzvahs protect Klali. So the context of the Gemara and Shabbos is Elisha Bal Knefayim, who wore tefillin when he wasn't. When there was a gezeiras malchus not to wear tefillin, and they caught him and he put it in his hand, they said, "What's in your hand?" He said, "Kanfe Yona." So the Gemara asks, "Why did he say Kanfe Yona of all things?" So again, because the mitzvos protect Klal Yisrael. So there's a question: are you allowed to lie to cost other people? You're traveling on a bus, and the post Gemara Yisrael discussed. Rav Zilberstein has a shaila. A guy was on a bus and he forgot his Gemara at the bus stop. So can you tell the bus driver, "Stop, Nahag, stop! I left my wallet there." Because he knows if he says he left his Gemara there, so he'll just say, forget it. So I left my wallet there. Not they'll be sensitive to that. I'll let him get off the bus for the wallet. So maybe you're right from this Gemara that you're allowed to, you know, that for him, if it's as valuable, because the question, how's he allowed to lie? No, but for him, it's as valuable as the wallet. So, and people who are on the bus are willing to be mochel for something that's very valuable. So, but it would only work if it's actually that valuable to you. So Gemara says, Kamashirichu, you could still bench until you've digested the food. How much is that? As long as you're not yet hungry. As long as you're still thirsty from what you ate. Really hold this way. Isn't shirich the distance of the amount of time it takes to walk 4 mil? It depends how much you ate. So the mission has said that if you hear just the end of a bracha from a kuti, you can't answer amen until you hear the entire bracha. Sounds like if you hear a Jew make a bracha, you don't have to hear the entire bracha. So v'chilosh ha-mehechi nafik, but how could you be yotze with another Jew's bracha if you didn't hear the whole bracha? So v'chil barav v'shalo achal iman. No, we're talking about where you're not trying to be yotze. It's just a question, can you answer amen? V'chinam ramenachim ramenbaravu v'shalo achal iman. We're talking about where you didn't eat with them. Amle r'vchia rav l'chia b'ri chatof avarich. He said to his son, always try to jump and make a bracha. V'chinam rafuna l'rab b'ri chatof avarich. Always try to be the guy who gets to lead and gets to make the bracha. Does that mean to suggest that it's better to be the one to make the bracha than to answer amen? Isn't it better to be answering amen than to make the bracha yourself? Teda share guliarin yordin umiskarin b'lmechama v'giborin yordin umenatzchin, that the ones who jump to the front lines are the ones that set the tone of melcham, but then the giborim come down and they're the ones that finish off the job. So it's better to answer amen. So says Gemara Tanaihi, that's in fact the machlokes Tanaim, whether it's better to answer amen or better to say the bracha. Detani echad mvarich vecharon amen b'mashma el shemar mvarich yosem mina ona amen, that we have one brisa that says that that they're both good. It's good to make a bracha, it's good to answer amen, but better to be the mevarich more than to be the one who answers amen. What if a child makes a bracha? Can you answer amen to a child's bracha? You can answer amen after everybody except for tinokos shel beis rabban. Since it's not a real bracha, they're just being trained to make brachas. Now, la'alacha, we passing, you're even allowed to say shem Hashem when teaching a child to make a bracha, if the child is of the age of chinuch, where you're being mechanic the child, and he understands lemi mevarchin, he understands that there is a concept of a Hashem in this world that he's making a bracha to, so then you could even use a Shem Hashem when training him to make a bracha. Pashas says you can answer amen to train him how to say amen. But you shouldn't whisper amen or say amen when he doesn't hear that you're saying amen, because that's this gemara, that you don't answer amen for the amen, but mitam chinuch shabo, you could say amen. And even for a child, when he's reading the Haftorah, Rashi says, if he's making the bracha in the Haftorah, because a child is allowed to read the Haftorah, so then you could answer amen after his bracha. Rabbi Zilai says, if they haven't yet rubbed oil on their skin after on their hands after the meal, so then it's still not time to make the bracha yet. It's ma'akiv the bracha. Now let it be mezamein until the oil comes to the table. Rabbi Zivai Omer ain't a ma'akiv. Rabbi Zivai says it's not ma'akiv. Rabbi Yach Omer shemen tov ma'akiv. That shemen tov is ma'akiv. That has a sweet smell to it. Rabbi Zumai Omer k'shem shemezuam pasul avoda kach yaday mezuam os psul sabracha. Coincidence that the rabbi's name is Rabbi Zuhamai. Rabbi Zuhamai says that just like a mezuam is pasul avoda, so too yaday mezuam os apostle of bracha. Smelly hands are possible to use for a bracha. Amram, a lot of times Amoraim are known by the one Memra that they say in Shas. That's how, it's not really their name, they're just known by that Memra. Amram Nachum Bar Yitzchak, I know lo zilai v'lo zivai v'lo zimai yadana. He says, I don't know about zivai, zilai, zuamai, any of these people. Elamas nisi yadana. I never even heard of these people. I just know that there's a Mishnah. Damra vidom, a teaching. Damra vidom rab, v'amra masnisa k'tana, v'skadashtem elu mayim rishonim. V'skadashtem teaches us that there's a chiyuv to wash mayim rishonim. V'yisem kedoshim elu mayim achronim. V'yisem kedoshim teaches us a chiyuv v'mayim achronim. Ki kadosh ze shemen. And ki kadosh shemen, ani Hashem elkechem zu bracha. And then ani Hashem elkechem, after mayim rishonim, mayim achronim, and shemen, then you make a bracha. Hadron lach el dvarmi. Tosus just points out, sounds from this part, v'yisem kedoshim, that there's a chiyuv for mayim achronim. Tosus writes, that was dafka b'yemeim where they had melech sedomis. Now we don't have melech sedomis anymore. We don't have a chiyuv mayim achronim. Gra points out that no, it sounds v'yisem kedoshim is separate from melech sedomis. It's not just to protect you from the dangers of melech sedomis. Sounds that it's like mayim rishonim, that there's a chiyuv netila, and that would be whether you have melech sedomis or whether you don't have melech sedomis. That's a major machlokas in the rishonim and the achronim. Okay, we'll stop here.